For one thing, she'd had to sleep on the floor. The bed was basically nothing but a rust sculpture waiting to disintegrate. And her back was stiff. For another, the blankets she'd used as a makeshift mattress and the ones she'd wrapped around her had all torn to rags as she tossed and turned. The air was heavy with their dust, tickling her nose and coating her throat, making her feel like she was coming down with the world's worst cold. Speaking of cold, she was shivering. And she needed to pee, which meant dragging herself down the hall on her stumps and half-numbed hands. And none of that was really what was wrong with Susanna Odetta Holmes Dean this morning, all right? The problem was that she had just come from a beautiful dream to a world, this is 19, all your friends are dead, where she was now so lonely that she felt half crazy with it. The problem was that the place where the sky was brightening was not necessarily the east. The problem was that she was tired and sad, homesick and heart-sore, grief-struck and depressed. The problem was that in this hour before dawn, in this frontier museum piece of a hotel room where the air was full of musty blanket fibers, she felt as if all but the last 2 ounces of fuck you had been squeezed out of her. She wanted the dream back. She wanted Eddie.
"I see you're up, too," said a voice.
And Susanna whirled around, pivoting on her hands so quickly, she picked up a splinter. The gunslinger leaned against the door between the room and the hall. He had woven the straps into the sort of carrier with which she was all too familiar and had hung over his left shoulder. Hung over his right was a leather sack filled with their new possessions and the remaining arisers. Oi sat at Roland's feet, looking at her solemnly. "You scared the living Jesus out of me," sighed Deshane, she said.